The directives from the Biden administration establish a new Federal Office of Climate Change and a National Climate Task Force to work on global warming, renewable energy, and public health. Dr. Scott Williams, director of the Healthy Environment Alliance of Utah, believes any plan to cover these issues must also focus on bringing benefits to all Utahns.
The health effects of the burden of pollution has been visited primarily on disadvantaged populations, poor people, people of color, indigenous people, and that's true in Utah. I think it's really important that as we solve this, we need to make sure the solutions are just across all populations.
The administration is directing 40% of clean energy investments toward underserved and marginalized communities. Utah currently has its own goals to reduce carbon emissions 20% by 2025 and to get 50% of its energy from clean sources by 2030. Williams predicts President Biden's plan to invest in clean energy will help create good jobs and spur long-term growth for Utah's economy.
We think it's appropriate to limit carbon emissions, and I think that's pretty well known scientifically. It just runs into problems with the economy, and figure out ways that those jobs that might be lost can be transitioned to clean jobs.
Williams says Biden's order to restore EPA regulations on vehicle mileage and emission standards that were ended by the Trump administration also will bring cleaner air to Utah.
His order on restoring the mileage standards that were rolled back and that the auto industry supports actually will dramatically reduce auto emissions along the Wasatch Front, which will help clean up our air, which improves people's health.
He adds, while Biden's use of executive orders is necessary for quick action, he'll eventually need Congress to pass strong climate change legislation to make it harder for future administrations to change or roll back the new policies. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.